In Sudan, meanwhile, the humanitarian disaster of the Darfur region continues. At week's end, the United Nations Human Rights Office accused Sudanese security forces of killing more than 100 people in indiscriminate machine gun attacks on villages in South Darfur over a three-month period. In a report covering January to March, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights called on the government to carry out an independent investigation of the attacks near Nyala. More than 250,000 people have perished, and as many as 3 million others have been driven from their homes in an ethnic and political conflict in Darfur that began in 2003. Program associate in the Department of Policy Analysis and Communications at the U.S.-based Africa Action Organization, Diana Dwart, says at the moment there is more rhetoric than concrete action.
A lot of different leaders around the world, you know, including U.S. leaders, you know, President Bush and our other U.S. officials, have come out and condemned the kind of violence that's going on. But unfortunately, there hasn't been the necessary diplomatic, political engagement to really demonstrate that Darfur is at the top of the agenda, that Darfur is a priority, and that protection for the people of Darfur is a priority for the international community. Instead, what we've seen is a lot of rhetoric that, you know, condemns the violence and commits that, you know, we will be more engaged, that we will, you know, move forward in providing protection, but we haven't actually seen that. You know, the number of people who are being displaced is escalating. 250,000 people have been displaced in just the last 6 months. The time has already passed for the international community and the U.S. in particular to be more engaged in this.